This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we'd love for you to call up right now and help us settle a music debate that is happening online right now, but you got to call now, 206-803-ROCK. We came across an article that Loudwire put out there. Okay. The debate is over whether certain bands should be in the rock category or the metal category because they kind of straddle both genres.
I feel like I'm going back in time to my buddy Dave's basement when we would have these arguments all the time. There was no weed involved. We were losers, but we loved metal. We loved rock music, and we would just sit there with his record player, play him, and then debate if we thought something was rock or metal, which is kind of like, it's a pointless debate, but it was always fun to have that argument.
Well, I feel like you might be an expert in this category. Steve, with all your experience.
With how much of a loser I was in high school? Absolutely.
So is it metal or is it rock? Here's one of the bands.
Man. Can we say none of the above? But no disrespect, I feel like they're just new metal.
I mean,
I guess that's metal.
Metal's in the name.
Metal's in the name. Fair. What would you put them as?
I mean, I guess I would say metal.
Are we at the point now that a Korn can be considered classic rock?
Oh, God, no. Don't say that out loud.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw one of my friends posted that, like, a Blink-182 and a Korn got put into, like, a oldies category on there, like, their Spotify playlist.
Okay, now the world's just against us.
Yeah. Well, according to Loudwire, Korn spearheaded new metal, but their mix of aggression, melody, and funk influences make them hard to pin down.
But if I had to pick between the two, I'm going metal.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't feel like they're rock.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, we got one down. Next. I'm your pain when you can't
feel that control. Okay, this is one that my loser friends and I in high school would argue about because of the Black Album.
Sure.
Before that, metal, 100%. Then the Black Album, I'm like, man, they're leaning a little bit more towards rock, and then some of the album like Load and Reload, those were rock records.
But then, they always put them in the big four.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to say metal.
You're going with metal?
I'm going with metal.
What does Loudwire say?
Loudwire says Metallica is undeniably metal, but their more mainstream-friendly albums like the Black Album and Load, Reload brought them into the rock world.
Okay, so that might be my buddy Dave. He might be writing for Loudwire.
Great.
Danny, what would you put them in?
Metal, for sure.
Metal.
And honestly, I never really thought about Metallica much, but I've had a lot of Metallica fans in my life, and they're like, this is the most metal, heavy metal thing ever.
To get extra nerdy, I'm shocked that you don't like kind of vibe with Metallica, because Sum 41 at times is straight up a Metallica tribute.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Once they kind of deviated away from being the pop punk thing, their next couple of records, I'm like, these guys have been listening to a little too much Metallica, and I'm okay with that.
Steve, I'm excited to hear your opinion on this band.
Okay. You think, because you're more of a prog rock type of a person. I only say that because you love Rush.
Yes.
And I always kind of put them as like a prog metal band.
I kind of have always felt that way about Tool as well. But they're just very, I don't know, like they like Loudwire said, kind of straddle those genres.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to say?
This is one of those ones that I feel like you could have it go either way. That's the fun of this, is that like really at the end of the day, they could be a metal band, they could be a rock band.
I think I'm going to say rock though.
Polka.
They're polka.
Yeah. Of course. Danny, what are you going with?
Rock band.
Rock band?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
According to Loudwire, Tool often falls into the progressive rock versus progressive metal debate due to their complex atmospheric sound.
Yes.
They really answered the question there.
They're just a trippy rock band. All right, next one. Are you ready? Is it rock or is it metal?
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Ooh. I mean, they're basically the godfathers of heavy metal, so I'm going metal for Black Sabbath.
I know, but if you didn't know that I agree. Because they kind of started heavy metal. I mean, many people would argue, you know, that's the band that kind of started everything, influenced all those bands. But if you remove that statement and that title, I mean, they don't. A lot of their songs don't sound very metal.
That's a very good point. It's kind of like stoner sludgy, you know?
Yeah.
This is what Loudwire has to say about Black Sabbath. They essentially created heavy metal, but their early music is now considered closer to classic rock compared to later metal bands.
Oh, yeah.
And next on the list,
this was definitely one of those ones that my buddies and I would argue about, because I mean, I don't think they're metal at all.
I agree. I don't think they're metal one iota.
We used to nerd out back in the day on MTV. There was Headbangers Ball, and it was like on a Saturday nights, I think it was, at like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And we would just get so, like, we would be on the phone with each other. And be like, all right, they're playing this. This is not a metal song. Headbangers Ball. How am I supposed to bang my head to this? Like, oh, no. Alice in Chains was not one of those bands. But like at times, when, God forbid, they played like a power ballad, like, we would be pissed.
Oh, don't even think about it.
But I would put Alice in Chains just in the grunge category.
For sure. Loudwire says that Alice in Chains is usually classified as grunge / hard rock, but their dark, riff-heavy sound and Slayer-approved heaviness make them appealing to metal fans.
I love how Loudwire is like not really giving an opinion.
No.
They're just straddling the line. They're like, we can see both sides, which I get.